Welcome to the Poetry Vlog. It's the month of April, so today is another day of our deep dive in the Shirley Magazine collaboration. Of course, like I keep telling you, you gotta stay tuned, because at the end of the month, you're going to have a little bit of a deeper dive behind the scenes of Shirley Magazine and the thought behind implementation of and continuation of Shirley Magazine as a small literary journal that thinks about its aesthetics as well as its sort of hybrid genre forms. For now, please enjoy this reading, and as always, leave your thoughts and comments over in the ratings on iTunes or Spotify. And if you're one of my students, remember to be thinking about this in terms of your own midterms and final projects. Enjoy!
Bjorn, Part 4 by Whitney Collins. Originally appeared unabridged in Shirley Magazine, August 2018. Bianca didn't know if he was a real doctor, but he arrived on time and gave the secret knock. In the living room, he put on latex gloves and a headlamp and asked Bianca to lay on the couch. Then, from a black leather bag, he brought out 5 giant needles, 2 Valium, a scalpel, and a CD player. Vivaldi, he said, 4 seasons. He handed Bianca a blindfold and did what he'd been paid to do. When it was over, the doctor handed Bianca an opaque jar filled with formaldehyde. Dermoid cysts aren't much to look at, he said. Just use it as a bookend. Bianca nodded and pretended she would. Then she wrote the doctor a check for all the money she had. That night, Bianca dreamed there was a hole in her head and that a white dove flew into it. Then the hole closed up like it had never existed. In the first week after surgery, Bianca opened all the blinds. She lay on her bedroom floor in a square of sunshine, and her skin turned from skim milk to heavy cream. In the second week, Bianca stood on her front stoop and waved at passing cars. On the third week, she put on a hat and walked to the gas station. She bought Fig Newtons and beer and made small talk with the cashier. When she returned to her apartment, she went into the neighbor's backyard and sat on one end of the rusted seesaw. She drank her beer and ate her cookies and looked up at the empty end of the seesaw in the blue sky and was happy. On the fourth week, Bianca opened the jar. She rinsed the cyst and set it on a tea towel. It looked like a raw chicken breast, maybe a duck breast. And when Bianca cut into it, she could see the red hair she'd assigned Bjorn, plus a row of tiny teeth, his weak attempt at a smile. When she was done staring, she put it back into the jar and back on the bookshelf so it could go back to doing its job.
Thank you for tuning in today, and for the rest of the month of April, you're going to continue to hear these deep dives into Shirley Magazine's archive, so to speak, their past issues, but also some of the voices that are going to be coming up in the most recent issue, April 29th. So not only should you stay tuned for your free edition of the April 29th release for the latest Shirley Magazine volume, but you should also stay tuned so you can support all of the mostly marginalized writer voices coming out of the journal. All right, I hope you all have a lovely day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.